It's Mark Stevens with Anthony Santa. Cootney Morning for Monday, the 24th of March. We mentioned kind of chilly at minus 4, 10 degrees later on today. And Anthony has a guest in studio with us.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
I've got Vanessa Farnsworth in studio with me. She's an accomplished writer and published more than 100 columns and articles in national and regional publications such as Canadian Gardening, Canadian Living, Harrowsmith Country Life, and others. She's written literary fiction for a number of Canadian and U.S. Literary journals. She's the author of Rain on a Distant Roof, A Personal Journey Through Lyme Disease in Canada, and is currently on a, do I call it a book tour?
It is a book tour.
A book tour through the West Kootenays, Tuesday, April the 1st at 7 p.m. at the Nelson Library. She's here to talk with me today about her book. So I did look over your very extensive website. Didn't get a chance to look into the book at all, but you have an awful lot of information about Lyme disease. And the first thing that popped in my mind to ask you this morning is, what prompted you to write a book about Lyme disease?
Well, I suffer from Lyme disease. I was diagnosed back in 2007 and very quickly discovered that doctors don't know very much about the disease. And so if I was going to learn anything about the disease, I was going to have to go out and do the research myself. And so this book really comes out of all of that research, because writers are researchers. So whenever we sit down and take the time to research a subject, we automatically turn around and write about it. And so that's where this book came out of, is me educating myself about a very mysterious disease that doctors don't seem to be able to get a grip on. And so I decided, well, I'm going to learn about it, I'm going to write about it, and then other people after me don't have to go through that same mystery period, that they'll suddenly have this information for them.
Now, up until I'd heard about you coming into town and the book, of course, my only reference to Lyme disease was something that I had to be concerned about with ticks and my dog. I didn't know that it affected humans. I knew we could get bit by ticks. I know how to get one out of my dog. That happened a couple of times. But how does Lyme disease affect you or one as a human?
Right. So that's a very interesting thing about Lyme disease, is because I didn't know we actually had Lyme disease in Canada. So when I was diagnosed with it, I was very surprised that I'd contracted a disease that I associate with northeastern United States. And certainly that's where the hot spot in North America is. But, you know, we do have Lyme disease not only in Canada, but the entire Kootenay region is considered to be endemic for the disease. And so any time you are bitten by a tick, the possibility exists that you will contract Lyme disease. Now, that's a very low possibility. We have to guess to a certain extent how great that possibility is in the Kootenays, because there hasn't been a great deal of research done in this area. So basically we're relying on passive research, which means that when somebody pulls a tick off their dog or themselves, if they take it to a veterinarian, to a medical doctor, sometimes those ticks get sent off to the BC CDC. The CDC tests them to see if we have Lyme disease in those ticks. So that's a very roundabout way of trying to determine whether we have Lyme disease in the area or not. So all we can really say about the Nelson area, about the Kootenays in general, is that it is endemic to this area. It is always a possibility when you're bitten by a tick that you can contract it. We don't know how great the possibility is, because we don't have that research yet, but we know that it is a low possibility.
And on a personal level, if I was to have Lyme disease, what's a day like for me? I have no concept of what that actually occurs like.
Now, that depends a great deal on whether it's recognized and diagnosed quite early.
Okay.
If it's diagnosed early, and unfortunately, because there is a perception that it's a rare disease, often doctors aren't as educated in it as you would like them to be. But if you do get bitten by a tick, if it's recognized by a doctor quite early, if it's treated quite early, then you're looking at between 2 and 4 weeks of antibiotics. You'll be completely cured, and then you don't have to worry about it again. Unfortunately, what's happening is a great many people, myself included, were diagnosed quite late. And when you're diagnosed quite late, it's very difficult to treat. Treatment often fails. So you end up with people who are on treatment for sometimes months, sometimes years at a time. And the symptoms are highly variable. It can look anywhere from, it can look like at mononucleosis. It can look like chronic fatigue syndrome. MS, for me, it looked very much like MS. It can look like ALS or cardiac problems or gastrointestinal problems. It is a wide-ranging disease, which is one of the things that makes it so hard to diagnose, is somebody who walks into an office with the symptoms of what appears to be MS or ALS. Those are much more common diseases in Canada at this time. So it's much more likely that a doctor will start looking for that as the diagnosis. And the treatments are very different for an autoimmune disease than they are for an infectious disease. So often treatment is delayed. And so by the time you get treatment, it's not effective. And so you spend many years trying to get over this disease, which can be quite debilitating.
So it's not necessarily recognized by medical professionals. If you were to be bitten by a tick, or if you had Lyme disease, if it's not noticed, then how is the medical profession noticing on a broader scale? What is, you mentioned on your website, you've got numerous articles about the healthcare system's view on Lyme disease mm-hmm. in Canada, and that's something you're looking to raise awareness around. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so we have a great deal of controversy over Lyme disease because there are competing opinions over what it is and how to define it, and we don't really have great answers right now. We're trying to look into some way to bring the two different sides closer together. So there's the view that's put out by health authorities across Canada, which is that Lyme disease is quite easy to diagnose and treat. And that if you have symptoms outlasting that treatment you're given, that they're due to an autoimmune syndrome. Now, that is not the position taken by the patients themselves and their advocates. The patients themselves find that it's extremely difficult to find anybody to diagnose Lyme disease effectively, that treatment often fails, and that the reason that we continue to have symptoms months or years into the future is likely due to an infection that was not wiped out by antibiotics. And so that puts us at loggerheads because we have two very different views of Lyme disease. And so what needs to happen, and what they're attempting to do at a national level, is bring in a bill, Bill C-442, which is currently making its way through the House. And the idea behind that bill right now is that it's going to bring together all parties involved in Lyme disease, patient advocates, doctors, health authorities, into one room so we can talk about our differences and try to come up with something that's more effective for the diagnosing and the treatment of the illness.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking today with Vanessa Farnsworth. She's the author of Rain on a Distant Roof, A Personal Journey Through Lyme Disease in Canada, and is currently on a book tour through the West Kootenays. About Lyme disease, if I think about the times that I go for walks and hikes and things out here in nature. What sort of precautions do I need to be aware of when it comes to Lyme disease?
Yeah, so there's a lot of hints and advice that's given out in a lot of brochures on how to deal with Lyme disease so you don't contract it. A lot of it I don't find terribly practical for those of us who live outdoorsy lifestyles, and we're the ones who are most likely to contract the disease. So the most effective thing you can do is a tick check. And you do that at the end of every single day, and basically you just strip naked and you look for the little creatures crawling all over your body. And I should say that the ticks that that give you Lyme disease are very tiny ticks. When we think of ticks, we think of the larger one, the dog ticks or the wood ticks, which are easy to see and easy to knock off you. The ticks that confer Lyme disease are very tiny ticks. The ones that are most likely to give it to you are about the size of a poppy seed. So when you do those tick checks, you're looking for something really, really tiny and crawling, and you want to get that off you before it attaches. And as long as you do your tick checks every day, then you should be in pretty good state. Ticks take a while to transmit Lyme disease to a human being. So generally speaking, the quicker you can get that tick off you, the less likely you're going to contract Lyme, even if the tick has it. If you leave it on your body for 24, 48 hours, that's when you run into a problem of contracting Lyme disease. If you get it off within a few minutes of it getting on you, then you probably won't contract it even if the tick is infected, which is why you need to do these tick checks every day. And, of course, check your animals, because dogs are notorious for bringing ticks into the house.
I wanted to ask a question myself. Now, I remember living on Vancouver Island, and a lot of people on Vancouver Island were contracting this. They said that it was kind of a hot spot for that kind of thing.
That's right.
Is it all over the province now?
It is all over the province. We still look at the hot spots in the province as being the Fraser Valley in the Lower Mainland and on Vancouver Island. We do have it here in the Kootenays at a much lower rate. So once you get east of the Lower Mainland, it's a much lower rate. But really, anywhere, if you live within 200 kilometers of the border anywhere in BC, you do have the possibility of contracting Lyme disease.
Now, I looked on the website and I saw the image of that very teeny tick.
Yeah.
The spot a pencil would take if I actually were to draw on my finger, a little small thing, much smaller.
Yeah.
And I also saw top five Lyme disease myths.
Yeah.
Is one of those myths something about repellent? Or perhaps you can enlighten us.
Well, no, you can use repellent. DEET, he's a DEET-based repellent. That is recommended by most health authorities to do that. So you can if you like spraying yourself with DEET. Personally, I don't like spraying myself with DEET.
No, me neither.
I don't like Lyme disease either, but I don't like to do that. So I actually do the tick checks every day. Yeah.
Got it. We've just got a little bit of time left. Can you... The top five Lyme disease myths, is there, can you just briefly go over that?
Well, I think mostly when I'm talking about myths, I'm talking about the idea that Lyme disease is very easy to treat, that the tests work well, because the tests unfortunately don't work as well as we would hope. So ideally, when you walk into a doctor's office, if they suspect you have Lyme disease, what you would like them to do is take that test. And then as the results of those tests, you would know whether you have Lyme or not. Unfortunately, what the situation we have right now is that many doctors are relying on those tests to tell them whether a patient has Lyme disease or not, because it is such a variable illness and it's so difficult for them to pick out. Unfortunately, those tests tend to miss most of the people who have Lyme disease. Now, every once in a while, somebody will test positive. So in 2007, I became one of 13 people in British Columbia who tested positive for Lyme disease. Now, the true number of people who contracted Lyme disease in 2007 is unknown, but it's thought to be closer to 300 people than the 13 people who actually tested positive. So a lot of what I'm talking about myths, I'm talking about the things that as patients we expect the health authorities and doctors have nailed down, and it's very surprising when you have the disease and when you finally know that's what's wrong with you to learn all of these things that don't go as well as patients on the outside think they should. So the tests don't work very well. Doctors haven't necessarily been educated in Lyme disease very well, because it's considered to be a rare disease, something, you know, they're more likely, if you look at the statistics, you're more likely to see malaria in British Columbia than you are to see Lyme disease, and malaria is endemic nowhere in British Columbia. But according to official statistics, more people get malaria in this country than get Lyme disease. So we have to really look at that and say, could that possibly even be right? And there have been some studies that have looked into that, and they're finding that, no, that can't possibly be right, that the true number of people who get Lyme disease is at least 10 times what the official statistics say, and likely more like 20 to 30 times what the official statistics say.
You're a breadth of information on a very, how do I describe it, interesting topic that has an elusive ability to,
yeah,
you know,
it's an elusive
it's
quality.
An elusive quality. I can't even describe it. I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
What are the, let's get to the brass tacks here. What are the book tour dates? You're here on April the 1st? No. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's right. I'm here on April 1st. I'll be at Nelson Library at 7 o'clock April 1st, and I will answer any and all questions about Lyme disease there. I'll be in Selmo at April 2nd. Then I'm in Greenwood on the 8th. And then at the end of the month, I'm in Creston. I can't remember all the places I am. I'm in like 7 different places in the Kootenays alone. And then I ship off to Eastern Canada to continue the tour there. So.
Great. So we've got your book tour dates. I'm sure they're on your website.
Oh, they are. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming in today, Vanessa. It's been a treat to learn a little bit more about Lyme disease and talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
I was just speaking with Vanessa Farnsworth, author of Rain on a Distant Roof, A Personal Journey Through Lyme Disease in Canada. As we mentioned, she's currently on her book tour through the Western Kootenays, and she's speaking at the Nelson Public Library on April 1st at 7 p.m. You can read her website, lymedisebook.com.